producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Suzanne, who's got a boyfriend who's had some health issues for the last couple of months. And hopefully they're going to get some results tomorrow. And I said, why'd you wait so long? She said, well, he didn't like really doctors. And she's had some issues in the last, she's had six auto accidents in the last 7 years, which is a lot. And she's feeling depressed about it. But my guess is, Suzanne, that either one of several things is going on, but you really need to get yourself to a neurologist, because it can be either that you're having vision problems, it may be that you are having some seizure activity, that there is something that follows traumatic brain injury that can be troublesome, including depression. But I think both of you need, look, when you got a problem and it's been going on for a couple of weeks and you don't know what the solution is, don't go online. Get yourself a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, but do I need to be referred to one of those neurologists? My doctor to refer me, or can I just go?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, look, if you have a doctor that you trust, just say, you know, I'd like to have a neurological workup. Or you can go online and Google neurologist and then call up the office and say, you know, I've had six auto accidents in the last 7 years. The last one was 3 months ago. I hit a deer and ended up passed out in the road, you know, I need to have somebody take a look at me and tell me what's going on. And they'll either say, come on in, or they'll say, you know, we need a referral from your doctor. But I think either way is okay.
Okay.
But don't, you know, I mean, look, it's scary to feel like something's not right about your body. And I think all of us, look, it's not that I object to people going online and seeing what's going on. But again, the internet, first of all, isn't going to be specific for you. And it's like saying I have a headache. Well, a headache can be because you're coming down with a cold, because you have a brain tumor, because you need new glasses, because you bumped your head, because you have a cyst, because somebody, I mean, it could be from any one of a number of things that you're coming down with a cold. So that a symptom in and of itself doesn't tell you very much. But when you've got a symptom that's either going on for a long period of time or is really scary, don't go online. Go find a doctor. And there are more and more, and a lot of Americans are using emergency rooms as their primary physician, and it's not very good medicine. It's expensive, and you're not going to get the kind of care that you need. Emergency rooms should be for emergencies, but don't wait till your medical problem has become an emergency to get some care about it. And I think your question about can I refer myself to a neurologist is a legitimate one. So either go online and find a neurologist and call up the office and say, do I need a referral? Or just go to your primary physician and say, look, I'm having some issues that I think may be connected with car accidents, with traumatic brain injury. I need to talk to somebody about it. Please refer me.
Yeah, and I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday, so I'm going to really go to her.
Good. And before you go to the doctor, write down all the things. Write down all six of the experiences. Write down what happened. Write down whether or not you have an unusual number of headaches, whether you have that sometimes you smell something funny before, you know, you get in the car. I mean, there are all sorts of, write down any of the symptoms, even though you think they may be unrelated or trivial. And so, because when you're in the doctor's office, quite often you're feeling rushed and you're feeling nervous. But so write them down ahead of time and have your boyfriend do the same.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Suzanne. Yeah, I mean, look, I think the internet is a wonderful thing, and when you want to find out the origin of Veterans Day, it's a great thing to Google. But if you want to find out why you're having headaches, not so much, because it's going to either scare the daylights out of you or not give you the kind of information you need, and there's not going to be any feedback. Right? Yeah. You need to have a person.
The worst thing you can do whenever you're having health issues is to go to the internet. It really is the worst thing you can do.
Well, because, I mean, you'll start, we used to call it was medical student disease. On the first day the month, we would start, like, with the kidneys or with the liver, whatever. And by the third day, we all had the symptoms, whatever it was, because we had just enough information to scare the living daylights out of us.
Right.
And a lot of the symptoms of disease, as you and I have talked about endlessly, are, I mean, when you talk about Ebola, you're talking about headache, some muscle weakness, some dizziness. Well, that could mean, you have a hangover.
A things,
it could mean anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, don't. It'll scare the living daylights out of you. But all of us would come down with whatever the disease of the week was.
Right. Really, I mean, when you think about our bodies, we only have a certain number of symptoms, period, that there are to have. And, like you say, most illnesses have pretty much the same symptoms.
Well, they're going to go someplace, right?
Yep, that's right.
They're going to go either to your head, your stomach, your skin. There are only a limited sort of ways that they're going to show up.
Right.
And that's not even, I mean, if you really want to be scared, go to medical school and realize that you can have people who have devastating symptoms, and when you, at autopsy, you can't find what caused them.
Yeah, right.
Or you have people at autopsy who have huge sort of space-occupying lesions or whatever, and there was no symptoms whatsoever.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Get thee to a doctor. All right. Veterans Day. Veterans Day, perfectly good thing. Go on Wikipedia, you can find out Veterans Day, November 11th, federal holiday, coincides with Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, the end of World War One. Major hostilities of World War One were formally ended the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Did you know that?
That's neat, isn't it? Yeah.
In 1918, when the armistice with Germany went into effect, 11-11-11. The United States also originally observed Armistice Day that evolved in the current Veterans Day in 1954.
I wonder if that's why people say, when you see 11-11 on a clock and somebody says, oh, make a wish, it's 11-11. Maybe that's the reason, huh? It's a good sign.
Well, 11 is a prime number. So,
Yeah. I mean, I suppose besides the fact that it's all the same number.
Well, there's also 7-Eleven, which is both convenience stores, Slurpees, and a good throw on a dice, as far as I know. I don't know. You can see I'm your walking kind of, I'm a walking Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's right.
Just all sorts of trivial information that is important, unimportant, and all mixed together. It's not the same as Memorial Day, we know that. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving. Interesting distinction, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Most sources spell veterans as a simple plural without a possessive apostrophe. So those of you who are about to send it off in an email, make sure it's correct. Woodrow Wilson proclaimed Armistice Day November 11, 1919. It was the first one. To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the Council of Nations. Good words, right?
Yeah.
The Congress passed a concurrent resolution 7 years later, requesting that President Calvin Coolidge issue another proclamation to observe November 11th with appropriate ceremonies. In 1938, the 11th of November in each year is a legal holiday dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be therefore celebrated known as Armistice Day. In 1945, World War II veteran Raymond Weeks from Birmingham, Alabama, had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not those who died in World War One. Weeks led a delegation to Dwight Eisenhower, who supported the idea of a National Veterans Day. He led the first national celebration in 1947 in Alabama, and annually until his death in 1985. President Reagan honored Weeks at the White House with the Presidential Citizenship Medal in 1982 as the driving force for the national holiday. Elizabeth Dole, who prepared the briefing for President Reagan, determined Weeks as the father of Veterans Day. U.S. Representative Ed Reese from Emporia, Kansas, presented a bill establishing the holiday through Congress. Eisenhower, also from Kansas, signed the bill into law in 1954. 8.5 years since Weeks held his first Armistice Day celebration for all veterans. Amended 1954, replacing armistice with veterans. Veterans Day ever since. There you go. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Amber, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Yay, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Okay. I have a question about how to handle a situation with my mom. She has a fiancé that
was just out of the blue, kind of like, so now that it's around Christmas, she just like wants to have him around a whole lot, around our family, but my husband is totally adamant about this stranger.
Well,
not
stop for just a minute.
Yeah.
How long have your parents been divorced?
A long time, like 15 or 18 years, something like
that. And how long has she been with Mr. Cutie Pie?
Well, actually, that's kind of where the problem is. My husband doesn't know all the details because then he would be really against it, but she got this guy away from his wife this summer. They were sneaking around. I didn't find this out till just a couple of weeks ago, and then all of a sudden she was moving in with a guy.
So she's legit in that she's been divorced for a long time,
yeah.
But he's still married to somebody else?
Yeah. And then they got engaged now.
Well, how old is Mom?
55.
And she wants to bring fiancé over for Christmas dinner.
Christmases and visit on the weekend and stuff. And I did have them one time over when my husband was gone on a trip.
Well,
and it wasn't a nice visit. It was just kind of uncomfortable because I didn't really know the guy. And she was really forcing. Well, mostly the concern is my kids, I guess, is where my husband's concern is.
How old are your kids?
3 and 1.
Piffle. What? Your kids are going to be completely unaffected by it. They
really?
Can
okay. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Well,
please.
That makes me feel
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that, okay. That has nothing to do with anything.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, number one.
All
number
right.
Two, because this is Grammy. This isn't, you know, Mom or Dad.
Okay.
Look, you've got some information that you wish you didn't have, and if
right.
I were you, I'd erase it from your memory bank.
Well,
even
actually,
though,
I am kind of like, whatever, that's just my mom. That's how, maybe that's her situation.
Well, it's incredibly stupid on her part, and she's very likely to get dumped.
Right.
Because if he'll cheat on one woman to deal with another, what makes her think that she's going to be any different?
Oh,
but
yeah.
She
sure.
thinks this is true love. But if I were you, I would not, look, for just a moment, let's pretend this is your next door neighbor.
Okay.
All right? Your next door neighbor has, you know, you've invited your next door neighbor, you love your next door neighbor, you invite it over to a party. She brings this, she says that if I bring a date, you say sure. It turns out that you find out accidentally that this dude is still married to somebody else. Does that mean you're going to say, look, don't bring him over? No, it's your
okay.
next door neighbor. What the hell do you care? At this moment, if I were you, I would sort of say to husband, the kids are going to be impervious. They don't care about this dude.
Okay.
Mom has got to run her own social life.
Right.
If it were one of the guys from your office or a next door neighbor, we wouldn't inquire. Just be nice. Because
okay.
Mom is likely to get dumped.
Okay.
At which point you may have to deal with that. But, you know, I would be stupid and cheerful about this. If she says to you, well, his wife, I would sort of pretend, I mean, you don't want to know any of that.
I can, yeah, actually, I can handle doing that, just being like, yeah, just fine, bring him over, whatever, we'll be nice. But
exactly.
So say to my husband, just same thing. Just
I would say, listen, yeah, honey, look, that if it was the next door neighbor, if it was somebody from work, that we're not in charge. If they're asking, if for example, your mother was still married to your father, that's a different issue because you're aware of that and you're feeling like you're getting caught in the middle. His marital status, to a large extent, is none of your business. What
right.
do you care?
Okay.
Mom's doing something incredibly stupid, but so stupid isn't illegal. Play stupid and cheerful.
Okay, so it's like my husband, my mom is bringing a date. Like,
exactly.
Know, get over it. Just
yeah.
be nice, and who cares? He might be around forever. He might be gone.
Exactly. We don't care. All we have to do, in the same way if you invited somebody else to a party and they said, can you bring a date?
That's really good. That
Alrighty.
Actually takes a lot of pressure off. Okay, good.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
And you're very welcome. Rob, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I don't know what the screener might have told you, but we have a little problem with my daughter. She's 15. She attends a regular high school in the mornings, and then she's an actress. She goes to an alternative high school in the afternoon, so
mm-hmm.
it's a pretty long day for her.
Okay.
The problem is that there's some girls at the school that, I guess you can call it bullying behavior, where they...
At which school? The morning school or the afternoon school?
I'm sorry, the afternoon school, at the arts school. And my wife and I are at the crossroads.
What did the kids do?
Ignore her. She says hello to her.
Well, ignoring somebody is not bullying them.
Okay, but they'll turn their back to her.
That's not bullying either.
Okay.
Bullying is saying is either being physically or verbally truly abusive to her, calling her names, hitting her, things of that sort. Ignoring her is not bullying.
Okay.
It may be rude, but
they
it's not bullying.
They do make snide comments to her. They do make up rumors about her.
When did this start, Rob?
Started just in September.
When the school year started?
Yeah. And she went to the same school last year and didn't really have any issues at all. I mean, girls can be girls, I know, but this one girl did not get a role that my daughter got, and I think there's some jealousy there, and she's kind of turning these other girls against her as well.
So what is your daughter asking you to do?
She doesn't know what she wants to do. My concern is that my wife wants her just to quit this academy and not do things with, because she does come home, you know, maybe once a week in tears for the behavior.
Well, rather than you guys decide what she should do, why don't you ask her? Say, what do you want to do about this?
Mm-hmm. Well, at varying times, she wants to just quit and go to her
regular
school.
No, Rob, what you need to say to her is, listen, there are several options here. This is certainly a voluntary experience. You don't have to be in the school, so if you'd rather not be in the school, you don't have to be. Or you could decide to ignore these kids. You could be stupid and cheerful. Or you can choose some other friends, other kids to be friends with. You can do whatever you want to do. What would you like to do?
Okay.
And I think that's what you need to do, because anything you guys, I mean, look, she's not having much fun at school, and as I'm sure you're aware, today's bully was probably yesterday, or today's victim was yesterday's bully, and vice versa. So, and certainly, but it sounds to me more that they're kind of ostracizing her rather than bullying her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best way to deal with somebody ostracizing you is just pick another friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's somebody at that school who's just as lonesome, who just feels just as much an outsider as your daughter does. And trying to run with the popular kids gives those popular kids an awful lot of power to withhold. So certainly one option is to pick some other kid to be friend with. Part of it is just to treat the whole thing as a big joke and laugh, even though her stomach's going to hurt. Certainly she can go to another school if she wants, but I think I would walk her through the alternatives and then let her choose what she wants to do.
Okay. The one problem I have, though, is if she quits, then there's no other school in this area that does exactly what this...
Well, but so what? So that may be the decision that at 15 she doesn't need to be an actress, that she can go to a regular high school and decide to be an actress when she is 30 or 20 or whatever.
Okay.
Don't make decisions for your kid.
Okay.
She needs to make them for herself. You could certainly have her call me.
Okay.
I mean, I'll tell her the same thing, but I'll tell her much less sympathetically, and then I'm going to say, oh, you poor thing. I'm going to say, so pick some other kids to be friends with. And she's going to say, but these are the cool kids. And I'm saying, yeah, you're giving them an awful lot of power when you think like that.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Perfect thing to do. So we don't have a huge amount of time here. But one of the things that is, you know, that people, I mean, look, some people are really good at math, and some people are really good at, you know, at music. But there's this whole notion that there's secret nonverbal skills. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, to a certain extent, I don't think it goes as far as anything mystical or anything like
that. Well, no, this isn't mystical. This is, I'm not sure why I'd call them secret. I just think a nonverbal skill. So if we take out the word secret, I think it makes it a little bit more understandable.
Right.
The idea that some people are really emotionally expressive. Right?
Yeah, I think I'm actually one of those people. Probably.
I think you probably are, too. Yeah. Through facial expressions, tone of voice, gesturing, body movement. If we view, you know, autism as one end of the spectrum, where people don't make eye contact, do not, are neither very good at expressing emotions nor interpreting emotions, that the other end of the spectrum, presumably, and the idea of autism being that someone is very internally based, very self-based, that the idea is that there are people... that you know exactly what they're thinking or feeling by looking at them, mm-hmm. which, you know...
It can be good and bad.
Yeah, I know. Having spent my whole life sort of being one of those kind of people, I'm, you know, yeah. it has... I mean, I suppose it's a huge advantage for other people. I can remember a bunch of years ago being at a convention. I was actually on a book signing tour, and I got invited to come in and address... at the time, there were only three of the big, you know, three major networks. Fox really hadn't come into its own yet.
Sure.
And this was one of the big three, and they asked me, they had all their station managers in one place that happened to be the city I was in. They asked me if I would come and give them a lunchtime speech about interpreting body language. And, you know, I said, sure.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Until I realized what they really wanted to do was be able to control people. You know, be able to give away nothing and you know, be the good poker players.
Right.
So that was kind of funny. But so the idea that that being emotionally expressive, or at least being able to do it, and I've also told the story, every once in a while some poor, naive show person will pick me to be on stage for something, you know, like one of the psychics or things like that. And I try to convince them not never to pick me. I'm really a walking disaster about to happen. But there's about a 2 or 3 second window where you can say no and people will walk away, or you can say no and people boo you. And, you know, I'm terribly susceptible to that. So I try to convince them that you don't want me. And I do all the things like I don't make eye contact. It doesn't do any good. That every once in a while somebody is absolutely determined. And so this was one a couple of years ago who was supposedly a psychic.
Okay. Yeah.
And the idea was, I think there were seven or eight on stage, and we were all supposed to draw a picture. And then he would match the picture with a person. And I knew as long as he didn't pick me first, I'd be okay.
Yeah.
Because what I did was I just studied how I said no. And I wasn't the first person. I was actually the second person he picked. But as long as I wasn't the first.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I absolutely basically photographed exactly what my voice tone was, what my eye contact was, what my body language was. And I got him.
He picked the wrong...
person, yeah. And I tried to convince him of that. And then to make matters worse, I sort of did the little joy victory dance. And it made the newspapers. It was terrible.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it turns out if you give away everything by your body language and your facial expression, your tone, what you learn is, if you're going to play poker with people, you learn to fake it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're going to get scalped.
Yeah.
So I knew as long as if he didn't pick me first, I'd be okay. I knew if he picked me first, I was going to be nailed, because, you know, you just do what you do. But if you do what you do and then study what you do so you can do it again.
All right. Sure.
Emotional control, which I guess is the second part, that you can sort of apply a mask. And again, I became the second mostly because I am the first. And, you know, it's just not a very safe way to wander through the world.
Yeah, sure.
Emotional sensitivity. See, I think these are all the same thing. And to a very large extent, these are all women's skills, which I find somewhat offensive. You know, that the idea being that these are secret skills that, you know, that men do things like...
Hmm. Yeah.
Kill small animals. I don't know.
Sure.
That they, you know, that they're good at math and we're good at emotion. I mean, social sensitivity...
They haven't
skill and deception, yeah. See, I think I don't like this article at all, because I think that basically what it says our secret skills are is we should be proud of ourselves for being women, because guys can do all this other kind of stuff. They don't have to be subtle. We have to be subtle, and we have their secret skills, because it's almost like the old fashioned notion is the man runs the household and the woman sort of.
Yeah.
I find this somewhat offensive. Maybe more than somewhat. Maybe a lot offensive. What can I tell you? All right. Forget that.
Yeah.
So do you have secret skills? I actually have a couple of secret skills, which don't fall into that category. Do you have any things that people would be surprised to know that you're good at?
I don't really think so. I wear myself on my sleeve pretty well, I think.
A lot of really dirty sleeves, is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Very good.
Most people that know me know I'm a musical person.
I think that's a skill that people may not necessarily associate with you.
Really?
Okay. You think?
Possibly, maybe listeners or whatever. I think most people that know me would know that, but... But maybe. You might be right.
As long as you tell them.
Yeah, true. That's true. Yeah, I guess that's true.
All right, so my secret skill is probably that I can cook, and that I can actually sew and stuff like that.
Okay, sure.
And for some reason, people assume that I cannot, which is even better. Well, and I keep pointing out I'm a girl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, those are kind of girl skills.
You're very, you seem very, what's the word I'm looking for? Larger
irritating?
Than, no.
Pain in the neck?
Besides
yeah,
that,
yeah, right,
no, you seem
you know.
Very larger than life and kind of... you know, dynamic or whatever. So I think that's probably why that surprises people a little bit, maybe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, no, I really can. I can cook. I can sew. I mean, you know, I'm a girl. I for when I was married, I made 3 meals a day every day for a family. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that would be one of mine, too. People probably don't pin me as a much of a cook either. And I love to cook. It's one of my favorite things to do, so.
Well, that and you know, John, who is my producer just before you, is now in cooking school.
Right, yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I love cooking because it's such an art form in itself, you know. I mean, mixing these flavors and creating, it's like working with colors on a palette, you know, really, if you think about it, you're creating new flavors from...
So you'd probably make fun of my frozen yogurt recipe as well, right?
Probably. I don't think I've heard it yet.
All right, here's my... I got a lot of grief about this.
Okay.
All right, here's my frozen yogurt recipe. You take yogurt, and you put a little glass dish, and you put it in the freezer for 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's
and,
it.
And you have right. frozen yogurt.
Well, but see, now everybody, they made great fun of me, but the point is that if you put it in for longer, it separates...
Okay.
So 20 minutes, you can only do it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, particularly.
So it's a timing.
Yeah,
it's more a chemistry issue than a cooking issue.
Yeah.
But I've gotten serious grief about it.
Oh, no. I mean.
Yeah. My guys. There was one other one that I had. It was my famous recipe that they make fun of me. But my frozen yogurt is the one that I get the most grief about. So.
Well, see, I didn't know how to make frozen yogurt, so now I do.
Now you do.
Yeah.
So this is a very good thing. Yeah, 20 minutes, because you can't do anything more than that because it separates.
I suppose it depends on whatever freezer you're using, too. I mean, if you had it set too high, it might not...
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't know. My
overthinking,
you know,
it.
Who knows?
I do that too. Maybe that's one of my secret skills is overthinking things.
Yeah, I think this is Yeah, I think this is, you know, I think, you know, try it. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
All righty. 855-99 Dr. Joe. I mean, all right. We come back. We'll find other people's. See, I think calling it a secret skill. I think if we called it a skill that most people don't know you have.
Sure.
Don't you think that? I think that's a better way of describing it.
Yep. Interesting
kind of
skills,
thing?
that.
Yeah, well, you know, not so much interesting because, I mean...
Well, true, yeah, I guess...
I think the issue is that it's unexpected, surprising, things that people don't necessarily know about you. So
do you have any other big
ones?
What else can I do?
I'm a good dancer, but I don't know that would surprise people. I'm a mediocre singer.
See, I couldn't
do that.
I would have guessed those things about you.
Yeah.
That you could.
My singing debut at the Friars for Tova Fellowship because they asked me, she's a friend, and they asked me if I could, if I would come and do something, and I said, yeah. And they said, can you sing? And I said, well, I'm actually a much better dancer than I am singer. And they said, well, you can just talk. And I said, well, what are you, you know, what's everybody else going to do? They said, sing. So I sang 3 songs. My range is about the same as Perry Como's. Lots of personality, had a very short skirt, and it worked fine.
Awesome.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, let's hear what surprising talents a couple of our listeners have. I think the same secret is I mean, I think that's a little...
Yeah.
It's misleading. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to pull the Facebook up here again. Just to be honest with you, the answers we got Leave a little to be desired, but that's all right.
Oh, good. Well, now, good to know at this moment.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The first one chimes in. The evil eye look is their secret.
Yeah, the stink eye.
Yeah,
we love that.
Exactly.
That's a great one to have.
Yeah. It says, giving the evil eye look to the TSA screener who wants to do a body search on me.
It doesn't work, but it's good to have it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, never does work, but we love the stink eye.
And then Robin says basically the same thing. She says, eye rolling at anything or anyone.
No. I beg to differ.
You differ.
Stink eye. No, stink eye and eye rolling are not the same.
Okay.
No. Okay. Well, eye rolling is you just look exasperated. Like a stink eye. Just,
yeah,
a stink eye is like if this was a laser, you would be fried by this moment.
Right.
They're very different.
Right.
No. A stink eye is serious,
bad
vibes. Eye rolling is just, oh, really? You got to be kidding. No, they're very different.
I used to have my buddies always used to say to me, dude, there's something the matter. You got the look again. And I've never known what the look is.
Your mother would say, Shane, take that look off your face, and you'd say, I was born with that.
Yeah.
Right, no, I know. No, stink eye and eye rolling are very different.
Yeah, okay.
Eye rolling you could almost get away with. Stink eye, you'd be grounded till you're 43. No, very different. I'm so glad we've had this conversation because confusing them could be disastrous.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, thank goodness we've had this conversation. All right, what else you got?
All right. And the last one we have here, Kate says, I have social sensitivity. She says, my husband says I can hang out with the snootiest of people and then go have a beer with the guys.
Yeah, someone once said to me that my real skill was that I treated the president, the CEO and the janitor exactly the same.
Yeah.
Which I think is true. The problem about that becomes very quickly that janitors love me and CEOs hate me. So, yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily the world's best skill.
Sure.
The CEOs really want to have people, bow down to them, and the janitors are just so surprised that anybody's actually nice to them. It turns out to be a halfway decent skill. And my deal is I can go to any catered event in this city and be treated really well because all the out-of-world actors that used to watch me on TV are all working as waiters.
Oh,
and so, yeah, I get very well taken care of. They all nobody else may know who I am, but all the out-of-work actors know who I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I don't do the stink eye on any of them. I don't do stink eye. Is serious.
How about the eye roll? Never give them
No, what I've noticed about myself, which is not my favorite thing, is when I'm a little overstressed, which is probably this time of year. There's so much
going on,
still coming down from the chocolate high, I think. Not to mention, I was, I got the princess treatment for like 3 weeks following my birthday.
Oh, yeah, with the birthday, yeah.
Yeah, and I think part of it is just the coming down from that, is I do notice myself saying the not very nice word that you're not allowed to say on the radio. It's not any of the really bad ones. It's kind of the long one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yes. That starts with an A and ends with an E. Not my finest moment. And I do notice. And then I sort of notice myself scolding myself or saying, come on, it's not that big a deal.
Sure.
But, I mean, people being really rude all of a sudden.
This time of year, I tell you what, I always say to my wife, it's like everybody's like, Merry Christmas, now go to you know what?
Yeah,
it's
people and banging into you and sort of standing where they shouldn't be standing. And, you let them walk ahead of you and they don't even say thank you.
Yeah.
I was at a screening last night and I was sitting on the aisle, which is what I usually said. And this woman comes up and she just like flicks her head at me like I'm to move, so to get out of her way. She didn't say, excuse me, can we sit there or anything. She just said, not a word. And, and my impulse was to say, please come and sit in this row. I'd love to have you here. But it really gets you in more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I do it, but it's not a very good idea. All right, so let's end up today on a positive note as opposed to me giving somebody the stink eye.
Sure.
It turns out, exactly the appropriate day, Veterans Day, that Sam Ferris of Hurt, Virginia, he's a Vietnam vet. He was 19 years old when his unit came under attack at the Cambodian border. A mortar explosion killed about half his unit, left him wounded with shrapnel in his hands. He was eligible for a Purple Heart. He never received or heard anything about the award. A few years ago, his former battery commander learned that Ferris wasn't given the honor he deserved. With their help, the Army Review Board approved Ferris for the award this spring. And in late October, the veteran was formally presented his Purple Heart in a ceremony 47 years after his time in Vietnam.
Well, I'm glad. Better late than never.
Yeah. It's still hard to wrap my hands around it, that after I got it after all these years, it seems odd. He's 67. When he left Vietnam, he was not concerned with the Purple Heart. He was just happy to be back on American soil.
Exactly.
It wasn't until he attended a unit reunion with his son 4 years ago that he raised the issue concerning the medal to his former battery commander, Robert Barrett. Barrett assured the 67-year-old he would make sure he received the honor. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
An X-ray showing shrapnel lodged in Ferris's hand was not enough for the review board to approve the award. It was a letter from Michael George, a battery commander, along with Barrett's help that eventually got Harris approved for a Purple Heart. I don't know what the criteria is for Purple Heart.
I think it's
obviously more than wounded.
Yeah, it's wounded and showing valor or something like that. I don't know.
Along with a slew of other medals he was supposed to receive, including a presidential unit citation and Army commendation medal.
Could part of it be? I guess I should look back in here. Saving, your fellow soldiers.
I think that's Medal of Honor.
Oh, okay, sure.
Let's see what it says. Purple Heart. I suppose a Purple Rain, which is the song. Yeah, Prince song.
Yeah.
Purple Heart. Those you can give your cars. That's not helpful. Chartered by Congress in 1958, Military Order of the Purple Heart was composed of military men and women who served for wounds. I think all you have to do is be wounded.
Okay,
let's
so
just
wounded,
see what it says here.
That, yeah.
For wounds suffered in combat.
Yep, okay.
Apparently that's the criteria for it.
Well, that's great. I mean, that, like we said, better late than never. This guy deserved the award in the first place. And, like you say, it's kind of odd it took that long. But
well, and apparently the idea that having shrapnel in his hand wasn't enough. I mean, I don't know what that means either.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, boy, talk about a constant reminder every day.
All right, and I suppose this is the two stories to end today on Veterans Day, which have nothing to do with this. Actually, doesn't have much to do with it, but apparently there was a cookie thief.
I heard about
and he was stealing Girl Scout cookies. But watch out for the Girl Scouts.
They got him.
Yeah, they got him. do not mess with Girl Scouts. I absolutely can attest to that. Move away from my cookies. 855-99 Dr. Joy. To all of our veterans, thank you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.